Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Zelda's Cut, written by Philippa Gregory and read by Amelia Fox. The question between them, being unresolvable, remained unresolved. Their irresolution, his and hers, and the intrinsic insolubility of their relationship stood between them like a wall. Like a rock. Like a... Isabel broke off from typing and consulted the thesaurus beside her on the desk. Like a barrier? Bastion, bulwark, dike, rampart. Like an impenetrable bulwark. Like an impenetrable bastion. Like a bastion. Like a rampart? She hesitated. Her husband put his fair head around the door of her study. "Can't you take a break for lunch now?" he asked plaintively. She glanced at her watch. It was not yet 1 o'clock, but Philip's condition meant that he needed regular small meals, and if Isabel failed to provide these, he became hungry and irritable. "What has Mrs. M left for us?" she asked, getting up from her desk and glancing back at the screen, thinking distractedly about soup and barrier, bastion, rampart and bulwark. "Soup and bread rolls again," he said. "But I got her to buy a piece of steak for supper."
"Oh, good," she said, not hearing him.
The kitchen was a pretty room with sprigged curtains and wooden units. The view from the window over the sink looked up the hill at the back of the house, the green shoulder of the Weald of Kent, bright now with springtime growth. Beside the arger stood a saucepan filled with homemade soup. Philip watched as she put it on the hot plate and took the rolls from the bread bin.
"I'll lay the table," he volunteered.
When Isabel brought the bowls to the table, she found that he had forgotten a knife to cut the cheese, and there was no salt. She fetched them without irritation, her mind still on bastion, rampart, or bulwark.
"You had 2 phone calls while you were working," Philip said. "Someone from your publishers. I wrote down the name. And Troy."
"What did Troy want?"
"It's such a ridiculous name," he remarked. "Do you think his parents really christened him Troy? Or was he called Trevor and has been trying to live it down ever since?"
"I like it," she said. "It suits him."
"Never having had the honour, I couldn't say. But it is a ridiculous name."
"Anyway," Isabel said patiently.